This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians mourned top general Qasem Soleimani at his funeral Monday, even as Iranian officials vowed to exact revenge against the United States for the drone attack that killed him. The U.S. has blamed Soleimani for killing American troops in Iraq and plotting new attacks they claim posed an imminent threat. U.S. officials have not elaborated on the nature of the threat. The Pentagon says it hasn't made a decision on whether it will withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is not pulling troops out of Iraq, but does say some U.S. forces in the region have been repositioned. This follows a letter sent to the Iraqi government from a commander, which says troops would be repositioning over the course of the coming days and weeks to prepare for our onward movement. It also told Iraqi leaders, "We respect your sovereignty decision to order our departure." Some members of Iraq's parliament want to evict American forces following the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad last week. The Pentagon says the administration remains committed to defeating the Islamic State group in the region. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pope Francis is calling for dialogue as U.S.-Iran tensions soar. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
Pope Francis is calling for dialogue and self-restraint in his first public comments amid soaring tensions between the U.S. and Iran after a U.S. airstrike killed Iran's top general in Iraq. During his Sunday noon blessing, Francis warned, "War brings only death and destruction." He led the tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in a silent prayer for peace. Francis had hoped to visit Iraq this year to minister to the Christian minorities that had been targeted by the Islamic State group. Vatican officials and local Catholic bishops in Iraq have voiced concern about the impact of any new conflict on the weakest and most marginal. I'm Walter Ratliff.
You're listening to VOA News.